fast stop. Welcome to Confidently Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach Tell Me More Towers.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you.
And I'm Kelsey Trademark Dara. I think you should trademark Kelsey.
Yeah?
Yeah. No one's done it.
How will that go over with Kelsey Grammer? Heard he's a real...
He's on his way out.
Dick.
He's on his way out.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
I'm good.
How's life?
I am excited for this because, again, like this week, it's become our scheduled hangout.
Yeah, because I don't know anything that's happened in your life this week.
Well, before last time we talked, I was about to go to Denver to open for Taylor Tomlinson. It was a great, great treat. Denver Comedy Works, such a good club. She sold out 4 shows in this big...
Yes.
But...
Oh?
The...
Oh?
Fun...
Uh-huh.
Part
uh-huh.
is that I hooked up with an Italian.
Bing bong.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so there needs to be a German word for when.
German?
Just wait.
Sorry.
It's a saying. There should be a German word for.
Okay.
When a guy looks better than his pictures.
Oh.
Do you know what has this ever happened to you though? Like you see a guy, you match with him, yes. You're like, he's cute, but you're not sure. Then you meet and you're like,
I'm like, whoa. You just take shit photos.
Yes.
You don't
yes.
have a friend in your life that's yes. going like, hey, man. And that just goes to show me that they've never shown their profile to women either.
Yep.
Because if you have a good girlfriend, she will fucking, she will tell you the truth so fast.
But that's the thing. Mine was a gay, obviously, but are straight men going to their girlfriends and being like, are there, you know, platonic
friends
lady friends? And being like, help me or no.
They should. And if your gal pals aren't, and all the ladies listening out there, if you're not helping your straight guy friends out that you haven't fucked yet or want to date, you're doing it wrong.
Help
you're doing them an injustice.
The other girls who are entering their stratosphere
yes.
by... Anyway, so this guy was like 6'4", great body, but like the pictures he sent were like kind of a grainy torso, which we've been there before.
We've talked about Headless Horseman.
But he sent his face picture. It was kind of like far away, kind of. He looked scrawny. This man was built. He was like sturdy.
Oh.
Like a hairy chest.
Ooh.
His dick pic didn't even do him justice. He had like a gorgeous, big, uncut D.
What did the pics he sent look like?
It was fine. You know when sometimes it's a weird angle? What?
I'm just taking care of this now before it starts.
Oh, because of the hair?
Yes.
So,
Tiana, will you pet Leo so he doesn't jump on?
So, gorgeous D, great kisser. It was just a wonderful experience, but I went into it being very apprehensive.
Uh-huh.
I told him like, you can come over, but I may just want to like jerk off, like nothing crazy. And then he came over and I was like, I want you to ruin my life.
Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry. I was so focused on like the cat hair that I wasn't like really listening in that. Have you ever thought, are you addicted to sex?
Yeah, for sure.
Are you?
I don't know. No, I don't think so because I do enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
But
well, you enjoy drugs too.
I never, the difference between drugs and sex for me is I never walk away from a sexual experience feeling like bad.
Ashamed of yourself?
And I also like have a really good life and a good job and it doesn't really interfere with my work.
And you're not hurting other people?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe with this tight ass bussy.
Got that question out of the way.
Turning dicks into Twizzlers over here.
Ow. My follow-up question was, what did the pictures look like?
You asked that already, kind of. I mean, it was just like kind of grainy, kind of random, like him like flexing, but from kind of far away on a beach.
So you couldn't see his dick?
He's on a dick pic.
No. Just... I'm saying, what did the dick pic look like?
Oh,
that it wasn't
oh.
very good.
You know, guys, do either of you get enough dick pics to like... accurately it looked like kind of like on the verging on red.
It looked kind of
a little aggravated, but I could see that it was like a nice like curve, but I was just like, yeah, it's like it's a dick.
But then when you saw it
then
in
I
person,
saw it was like healthy, so... had been to a day spa, had gotten like some sort of treatment, like it
a
was
facial?
Like it was so like just soft and like beautiful skin.
Now I can't unpicture a dick with two little cucumbers over its
eyes. Absolutely. Or just one on the...
And a towel wrapped around
yes.
his head.
Yes, and
like
a face
cream
mask.
Yeah, and just that. I mean, it is a head.
Honestly, I think we might be onto something with the penis spa.
Penis spa. It's not sexual. Don't be weird. But come and let us rub your dick and give it a spa moment.
Mine's sexual.
Yours is sexual.
Depending on the guy yeah. who checks into the spa, yeah, I could get sexual real fast.
So when that shows up, he's Italian. Does he have an accent?
Yes.
So he
didn't see that coming either.
It's a Mamma Mia pizza paella.
Yeah. Wow. And he's an educator. So he was like smart, and he was just coming from like, I think he was about to go to the gym, and he was just like, and sweet, and he was good online too.
Fuck.
I know. You guys,
you're on a tear.
I went from though being very like distant, playing it cool, to like, can you come back over before I leave town? And he's like, oh no, I have work and I have research. Damn. And I was like, okay, well, I've literally played all my cards.
We're never texting a man 7 times in a row ever again. What? I'm still not over that.
That ended with me getting what I wanted.
Yes, but.
So did I learn?
No. And did it hurt me internally? Yeah, I still get a little tummy ache when I think about it for you.
Well, we did the text. We did count. It wasn't 7. It was like 5.
Yeah, not any better.
This is the thing. After I'm going to say 3 is a disaster.
Yeah.
After 3, it's like, go for it.
I don't
know. Go ham.
It's almost like falling a certain amount of floors. Like after a certain point,
it's
you're going to
die. Yeah. So you might as well just enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. You really dove head first.
For sure. But I didn't die.
I'm going to say it. You've been having some really good hookups lately.
I have.
Are you in the mindset now that you're like waiting for something terrible to happen or the other shoe to drop? Or you're like, I'm just keep on riding the dick literally.
I don't think like that. No.
Yeah.
I really trained my brain to not go there ever.
Damn.
Because I just got, okay. And this is what I'm doing in real time. I told you yesterday, I got what I'm just calling news.
Mm.
A lot of people, myself included, would be like bad news.
Yeah.
When you open the email, it says words like unfortunately and we regret and, you know, next time. It feels like you should immediately go bad news.
Oh, fuck. This sucks. It's not.
It's just news.
I love that.
It really is. I can't stress this enough. Just something you have to correct in your own brain
over and over and over again. Yep. In that moment.
Yep.
Because like you'll think about it and you go like, ugh.
Yeah, but you go, oh, okay.
It's literally just news. I'm assigning, it goes back to that book, The Four Agreements. Like you can never take anything personally. And I try to go back to that. And it's my favorite lesson to also teach other people, especially when I'm being a cunt. And I can go, you just can't take anything personally. Like when I'm working, people
It'll
don't expect me to like be kind of bossy and mean when I need to be. So just like, this, you cannot take things personally. I just called myself out there. This was about you.
No. We've been talking about me the whole time so far.
Wow, a whole 8 minutes.
But yesterday, I also told myself to revisit the four agreements.
Ah!
It's always do your best.
Uh-huh.
Never take anything personally.
That.
Separate.
I can't remember.
Oh, fuck.
Deanna, will you look up the four agreements?
Don't put your elbows on the dinner table.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Is that a metaphor? Always pee after sex.
Wait. Always tell the truth. Damn it. It was such an instrumental book at some point in my life.
Same.
That's why I need to revisit it.
Let's reread it together.
Okay.
Be impeccable with your word. That sounds like some
word. Sorry. Do not take anything personally.
Do not make assumptions.
Bro.
And then always do your best.
Always do your best and be impeccable with your word. To me, overlap a little bit.
Sure, but I could also see the physical nature of like showing up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's funny, we were talking about like rejection is protection. I was writing this morning about rejection for my breakup book.
Okay.
I had like kind of a big revelation in just like coffee shop writing today where I like looked around and did one of those like, huh.
Are you going to give it to us?
Yeah.
Make us buy the book.
No, I mean, there's
okay, give
millions
it to us.
Of amazing tidbits in this.
Give it.
Here, maybe I could just, it's not fully fleshed out, but this was my like brain dumping. People love it also when you yell at me.
Do you need a second to look that up?
No.
Okay. Because I could fill.
Go on.
You know, the assumption thing?
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a thing we say in recovery where it's no conversations with people who aren't in the room.
Say what?
No conversations with people who aren't in the room.
Yes, so I love that.
When I'm sitting at my desk and being like, oh, I need to tell Kelsey we have to change the time of the pod. No, she's going to be like, well, I can't because of this. And I'm going to be like this. It's like, No, you're making it up. Assumptions.
Yes.
So no conversations with people who aren't in the room, which blew my mind when I heard it.
Okay, so this is what I wrote after talking about, like, I had a situation with a guy before the word situationship was a thing. So it was, I didn't really have a word for what this was back in my day, but... I basically write, like, I'm mortally embarrassed by these thoughts, but this is the truth. I never felt good enough, and the way I'm manifesting feeling good enough was through ways I could control. This was setting up such unhealthy patterns of thinking to have a this was setting up such unhealthy patterns of thinking to have a very hard time with rejection. If it wasn't my choice, what could I do to make it feel like it was something in my control, or at least something, or at least get something from them that made me feel validated. Mm. The problem I had with rejection was that since I was a little girl, I had always made it about something with me, that I wasn't pretty enough or fun enough, or my boobs weren't big enough, or I was the third prettiest girl in my friend group and would never be picked first. I wasn't sexy enough. I didn't have enough game. I wasn't worth it. And not getting that validation over and over from men proved to be the crux of my biggest heartbreaks. Even after I grew into a confident, self-actualized woman who did love herself and think she was worthy of all the cool shit she desired, if I got the guy, but it still didn't work out, the rejection wound would be opened all over again. That placed me mentally right back in the spot of being rejected by my first elementary school boyfriend. The truth is, there are endless ways to reverse the rejection wound. First step is realizing that often the rejection has nothing to do with you and everything to do with someone else's wants and desires. Mm. I can't be something I'm not. Lord knows I've tried for years to unsuccessfully be that girl. Even when I pretended to be the girl of their dreams, it would eventually fall out or fell apart because it was not real. It wasn't authentic to who I really was. The second step is realizing that rejection is a part of life. For fuck's sake, yep. I chose a job in the entertainment industry yep. that has the highest rejection rate of any job in the world. Rejection wounds are so filled with self-loathing and create so much anxiety. The only way to reverse it is to do the work of healing the self. Getting the validation from other men in relationships would only cover a wound with a cute band-aid until the breakup or rejection would reveal the bloody pussing wound I'd let fester my whole life underneath. Basically just saying, like...
Wait, isn't there a third thing?
Did I say there was three?
I thought three were happening.
Maybe I didn't finish
No, maybe you did. Maybe you made that up.
Point being, like, I always made rejection about me.
Of course.
Like,
Most people do.
Maybe they're the fucked up one. And, like, this happens in our industry where people always say it, but we don't, like, stop to really think about it, where it's like, oh, execs don't know what they want. And you're like, yeah, that's just trying to, like, give up the control I have about it.
Yeah.
But it could be totally true. Like, no, they could be making the biggest mistake of their career.
Well, it fully is that. And you really have to step back and be like, okay, like, three people made this decision, but based on one person's sway in the room. And it's like, we've seen things get canceled after they're made. We've seen things get canceled after one episode.
Good things.
Yes. And it's like, you just really have to give it up. And that's why we have to go to staying in. Like, I've readjusted that my only job is to create.
Mm.
That's my only job. Create.
Mm-hmm.
Create. I have to stay out of how it's received or grown after I create it.
I like this. Feels like a good pivot to something I wanted to play. So if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because it kind of goes in line with something I wanted to play. So I found this like profile on TikTok that has, you know, it's one of those like, it's got good, heartful music with quotes, and you're like, ah, you read one and you're like, I should get up and do
and
something.
Stretch.
Yeah. So this one, this or that, is like a what are you choosing game.
Okay.
And it's called What Are You Choosing If You Know Yourself? So I want to give you a couple.
Is it going to give me a score? Am I going to be like a Miranda at the end?
Maybe.
Okay.
It starts out with a heavy one. So just bear with me. Okay.
Okay. I love heavy. I wish at parties and like a little get togethers, you just went in hard.
I try.
Do you?
I tell people, I'm like, so what's your darkest secret?
Nice.
And then I'm like, if you don't tell me, I'm walking away.
I'm telling you your thing about what's your red flag.
It's a good one.
Is such a good one. And did you know also, I don't know if we talked about this. My friend Amy gathered from do you remember our poop episode?
Who could forget?
Okay. That we like, I guess one of us said like, what's your poop story?
Oh!
Because everyone has a poop story.
And now they do it?
And now they like, they went around the table, I guess, her and her like, her nieces and nephews and stuff. And they like all were dying laughing as everyone told their poop story.
That makes me so happy.
Isn't that so funny?
Y'all, especially on a date, ask what their worst poop story is. No, I want to know.
I don't go sign that one. But
can we start that trend? Go out on a first date and ask them
their poop story.
Ask, what is your craziest poop story? And come back and tell us.
Oh my God.
Let's make that a TikTok, TG. Okay, so this or that. Remember, this is starting out weird and hot. I
literally can't wait for this question.
This or that? A hug from your father or an apology from your mother?
Ooh, apology from mother.
I think so too.
My mom's listening to this and for sure apology from mom.
No! Mom, you've done nothing wrong. You are perfect. Okay, this or that?
I say I was worried it was going to be like, or like a tongue kiss from your mom. But he's like a hug from your dad. And I was like, if it's going to be like, or like oral sex with your mom, I'm going to cry.
Oh my God. No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Probably. Okay.
This one fucked me up. Cause I read the first one and I was like, oh, that. And then the second one, I was like, that. So this or that, feeling pretty in your own skin or academic validation. So like your career validation, right?
Oh, that's interesting.
Dog.
And it's really, you only get to choose one.
Yes.
So if you choose pretty in your own skin, you could be like a true troll and very like not successful.
Yeah.
Or if I'm successful, I could probably like figure out.
Yeah. Here's what's fucked up. I think if I had my career validation, I would feel prettier.
You failed it. Like, that's failing the test.
Correct.
For sure.
Correct. But I can't help it.
I think I'm going to go with academic validation.
Same. Okay. Next. Oh, this was cute. This or that. Your old and wrinkly childhood teddy or blanket or a memory box. So I have... Do you have a memory box?
Memory box, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I didn't have like
I'm going to jam that blanket in the memory box.
Amen.
Sorry to hack your TikTok.
Oh, this one was so funny because I knew the answer to this one without even thinking. This or that, you getting to live the life you've always wanted or your mother getting to live the life she always wanted and you never exist?
Me!
Every time.
That is an insane question.
My mom would pick this one for me.
That's insane.
That's why my mom like tells me her purpose in life is to like give the kids the life they've always wanted.
You know what you want to watch out for? Huh. Mom's getting that question
and saying,
about us.
Yeah.
She's like, do you want your dream life or do you want Zach?
Oh,
she'd probably be like, dream life.
Oh my God. I kind of want to ask my mom.
Wait, or is that what you were saying? Your mom would choose you?
No, you know what? Let's see if she would pick up an answer.
Love it.
Cause that makes me want to
see, this is what's fucked. I thought about calling my mom right now and my mom would of course be like, no, I choose you. Like,
see,
but I think if she was behind closed doors with some sort of genie, it might be a different answer.
See, I have a weird feeling that my mom is going to pick. You know what? I don't know.
Okay, here, let's go a step further. If your mom says out loud that she would choose her dream life over your life.
Yeah.
Straight to jail. I'm calling PETA.
But do you think she's going to say this is my dream? I bet she's going to say like she is living her dream life. How boring. Do you think she'll pick up? She's like in the middle of a work day.
Well, but she works, she makes her own schedule.
Yeah, but she ain't ever picking up a phone unless she'd screen my call.
Whoa.
There goes your answer.
Like, mom, I have a buyer for that property on West Palm Avenue.
Hi, mom. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hi, I was getting my nails done, so we can't do FaceTime.
Oh, no worries. I just have you're live on the podcast and we're playing this game where it's like this or that. No.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask a question because I was like, I wonder what my mom's answer would be. So you have to pick one or the other. Your choices are, would you rather have me as a child or, am I saying this right, Zach? Or
you as a child confuse me even.
Okay, wait, let me start that over. Would you rather have the life you've always dreamed of or
me
as a child? Like if you pick the life you've always dreamed of, you don't get me.
It doesn't even matter.
Really?
Oh. It would never even be a consideration.
See, I thought you would say that, but then part of me is like, what is your dream life? I feel like you're living it, no?
I'm living it.
Yeah.
I'm living it right now.
Let's make her cry at the nail salon.
No, don't be silly. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Love you, Mom.
Bye.
Bye. I knew she was going to say that shit.
Yeah.
Even my mom said that. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, your mom could be a little bit more savage.
Yeah, I thought for sure she would pick her. I don't know.
No.
Okay, here we go. This one.
I forgot we were doing a test. Okay.
This is the one that, like, fucked me up and made me think of you when you just said that sentence a while
ago. Don't you wish this was, like, the SATs?
Yes.
I would do so well.
If Harvard judged us based on, like, morality questions.
Or Cosmo quizzes, I'd be fucking summa cum laude.
You're summa cum a lot of something.
Summa cum laude.
Okay. This or that. A moment where you're at inner peace with yourself.
A moment? Spoil
no,
me.
No, like, forever.
Okay.
You are at inner peace with yourself. Or, for once, being the art, not just the artist.
No, inner peace. I don't even know what the second one means.
Because we're the artists all the time.
And is it just be the art?
Yeah.
No. No. Really?
Sometimes I feel very tortured artist. Like,
I tell dick jokes, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You actually do. You do stuff that matters. I literally talk about my butthole on stage to 1,000 of people.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about buttholes. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can, like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey. Are you looking to cut back on alcohol this year? You are talking to two sober Sallys. You know Zach and I love to drink Recess Zero Proof craft mocktails because it's a guilt-free way to unwind. It has 0% alcohol, made with real fruit, only 25 calories or less, and it is sweetened with agave because y'all know I got that sugar addiction. It has incredible flavors. One of my favorites is the grapefruit Paloma. The Paloma is actually one of the last drinks I was drinking when I was drinking alcohol, so this is like a nice little nostalgia moment, and it still feels really fun in my hand, and there's no reason we should be missing out on the partying either. It's such a good replacement for alcohol, a great drink for having in between alcoholic drinks, unwinding at home, at dinner parties, chilling on the couch. It is endless. Get 15% off Recess mocktails now at takearecess.com/Kelsey so you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. Oh! Zach, you want to hear my housekeeping?
Yeah. Oh, is the test over?
Yeah.
Are we almost the same?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So I did poppers.
This is crazy.
Okay, let's just quickly revisit, rewind back in time, and remember that I thought poppers for the longest time
were beef.
Was a device you put in your butt, and
thank
it.
Thank you, Tiana.
I didn't get that.
Because you thought fucking other things were beef that weren't beef.
Oh, that's funny. That's a callback from last week. I didn't get it.
I know you bulldozed right through it. The listeners got it. The confident bottoms laughed, sorry. I bet.
Okay. I thought poppers were a device you pop, you put in your ass and it popped, causing your butthole to open a little bit more. Like a tiny firework in your butt. That's like, genuinely what I thought poppers were.
Kelsey.
I thought you stuck like a tiny one of those firecracker things you throw on the ground that's full of poppers. Like sand.
Yeah.
That's what I thought a popper was.
So poppers, I think, are also the streamer poppers where you pull the string and the streamers come. The fact that you thought people were loading up their buttholes and trying to demolish them like a building downtown Los Angeles is so upsetting to me.
I was thinking it more beautifully like a 4th of July firework.
In your asshole.
I thought that's what, and I was like, gay men do the most to have anal sex. They literally blow up their own butthole with a popper.
This is so upsetting.
So that's what I thought for a long time. I learned my lesson, and I learned that poppers are actually like nail polish remover, ammonia, and it comes in a tiny little bottle that looks like an essential
VCR
oil
cleaner.
Yeah, and you sniff it.
Yeah,
and it loosens your butthole.
Literally, everyone in the pod is going, "Yeah, Kelsey."
Yeah, no, don't shame me, bitch. So the athlete and I, we've been getting adventurous.
Oh, is this anal related?
Yes. I was doing some anal butt stuff and I was like really tight and tense and just like,
as you should be.
Yeah.
That's your defense mechanism.
That's my fight or flight.
Oh, yeah. No.
Exactly. So I was like, bitch, you know what? I've talked about it on the podcast.
I'm going to explode my asshole.
I'll put a firework in my butt. And I feel so comfortable with him that I like told him, I was like, have you ever heard of poppers? God bless his ass. He has never. Well, he'd never heard of poppers.
Him not knowing actually knew more than you did.
Yes. Him just not understanding.
Him knowing it wasn't fireworks in your butt is better. Actually better.
Correct. And so I was like, well, go down in my drawer. You know, I'm on the bed with a butt plug halfway up my butt. I don't want to move too much.
Sure.
And so I'm like, go down there and search around. He puts his flashlight on his phone.
Oh, you own some?
Yeah. I bought it. When I was experimenting with pegging and stuff.
Okay.
So I had never used it. It's always been for other people.
Okay.
So I said, give me that. Give me the back of the bottle. I said, what is it supposed to, how do I do it? And I kind of uncapped it. And the athlete's going, well, let me Google how you do it. Like how long you're supposed to sniff in and for how long it lasts. And I didn't wait. I just went.
And then you passed out. Yeah, you see stars sometimes.
Zachary, my throat went numb. My throat felt like
it had
like anaphylaxis. Like I had never felt this feeling in my life before. My throat.
It loosened up.
It felt like goo melting down a wall. Like I felt like my throat was melting off my skeleton.
To be clear though, you did not drink it.
No!
Well, it sounds like you drank it.
I sniffed it and I looked back up at him and he was standing over me and I went, my throat is melting. And he was like, whoa, I think you
did
it,
too much.
It hits 3 seconds after and I think you sniffed for a while. And I just was like, I think the butt plug fell in me.
And oh, yeah, you'll
sure
go.
Sure enough, bitch. The way my throat opened up.
Your butt.
And it was so funny because I thought it did something to your butthole. I didn't realize it was a body high, like a head high. And as I'm unraveling, melting against the wall, he's reading the like symptoms of doing a popper. And it's like, sometimes the throat will loosen very much and you will get. And I'm literally going, yeah, that's happening. And I was just so taken aback because I was so distracted by my mouth relaxing that I didn't realize how much my fucking asshole, bitch, you could have stuck a goddamn football in there. I would have had no, I was so distracted by the tingling in my throat. You could have fisted me.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, knock, knock, who's there? Don't know, can't feel it. I didn't feel a goddamn thing, bruh. And then he was, because we went from like, hold on, let me breathe. To like, I was just like, do what you want with me. Do your finest, brother. Like, I was
Lucy Goosey.
Lucy fucking, oh my God. Tiana's also my yoga instructor. You know frog pose where you fully go 90 degrees out with your hips? Frog. I frogged so hard, bitch. You would have thought I was Frogger. You would have thought I got hit by a car and was flattened out like a frog.
You roll up your yoga mat and just put it right in and you rivet all the way home.
Bitch, I was gone. He for a second was like, oh, should I try it? And I went, no. I reached for it out of his hand because he's never done a drug before in his life. Athlete can't do drugs.
Okay.
He's never even done laughing gas at the dentist.
But that doesn't stay in your system.
No. It wasn't about it staying in his system. It was more like, I don't know that he was ready to experience a high for the first time.
Oh, you should let him.
No.
Yeah.
Because I knew what it felt like to me for half a second. I panicked thinking I was dying.
I'm going to invite him over to do poppers.
Honestly.
Even though I can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Sobriety.
See, and that was my first fucking thought after I came back to, as I'm getting railed from behind. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if Zach does this, because if he does, this is cheating for sure.
I do half of it, the railing from behind part.
Right.
It's actually that's why people get so up in arms about what your sobriety is. Because I'm sure this is the thing. I never did poppers and fucking fucked a busboy at Olive Garden.
Yeah. You're using it with people that you care about.
Yeah, I've already met the busboy. He's in my home, and then we do the poppers. But it's I do miss them because they're fun. Did you do another hit?
No!
Really? It only lasts for 30 seconds.
I think I did enough to Also, because I didn't really smell it. It's actually kind of mild. I thought it was going to be smelling salts. So no. I sniffed it and then kept going.
You're urban myth around poppers is so fascinating to me. You thought they were literal dynamite. Then you thought that they were smelling salts. Then you actually thought it only affected your butthole.
Yes.
Do you know how futuristic a smell would have to be to only affect your butthole?
Dog, now that you're saying it, I understand that it sounds crazy. I did not think it was going to affect my mouth first, foremost, and mostly.
Okay, I do understand that the throat thing, that would catch me off guard too. But it's also kind of a full body.
Head high.
You're whoa.
I was bye.
The first time I ever did them, I did pass out. I saw stars and I was like,
yes. Dunk. And what's crazy, and this is going to be real niche chronic pain, people. I have such bad, I'm in denial about having POTS a little bit, because when I stand up, I get stars.
What is the word? POX? Smallpox?
POTS. It's post-orthopedic ticker syndrome.
I used to see, after every movie, I used to stand up and see stars.
Weird that it only happened at movie theaters.
Well, yeah, I know.
Because you'd be sitting down for so long.
Yeah,
when you stood up, your blood pressure drops.
I guess so.
So that happens to me a lot.
Wow.
And I've actually fainted once recently by just standing up too fast. So that happened yesterday, my ring camera caught me passing out. It was very funny, but kind of scary. But here's the thing.
Where's
the
ring camera of you on poppers?
I'm going to put a ring camera in my bed just for the podcast now. Because that was so fucking wild that I wish I would have caught it on camera, because it was just I felt like I did a whip it.
That is, I think, the kind of the concept.
Fuck, dog.
Straight to the brain.
And sometimes you got to do that just to be able to have anal as a gay man. You guys really are this thing, marginalized. It's not, you don't... You guys really should be given
rights. And that's
rights.
Why we march.
And that's why we march.
No, it's definitely just okay, so lube, I would say, is way more important than poppers.
Because I've taken it without
poppers.
Whoa.
Yeah, this is the thing too. Your booty hole will adjust to the circumstances. If you are really into someone and they make you really horny, and your booty hole will be nom 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 nom.
Yeah, I don't think that's booty hole the for case men. For women.
Probably not, because your vagina is hello.
Yeah, what? I am right here.
And your butthole is go around the back.
What are you doing? This is an exit
only. This is for staff.
Yeah. Staff enter only. God,
visitors
that's so
through
funny.
The front.
Yeah. But it was what I really liked about that night, just in general, thematically, was we both were like, do you want to just, we got home early. We like finished dinner early. We didn't feel like watching any Netflix and chilling. We were like, do you want to go upstairs and like get fucking weird? And like, let's just go experiment. Like neither of us can go.
That's so beautiful.
With the idea of orgasming. Let's just go up there and try some shit we haven't tried before. And we did. And it was like 2 hours and we just went and did some weird fucking shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it was very fun.
You loosened up your thrussy.
Shit. I just had a flashback to it. It was, I would probably do it again now that I know what to expect.
Well, literal teenagers do them on the dance floor.
Why?
Because it gives you a high. You go, Don't knock it before you try it.
Were
honey.
You ever into ketamine?
I got out before that became a thing.
A thing, right? Like, because I'm trying to understand how ketamine is fun in a public space with
because
dancing.
Because it's drunk
club.
Vibes. It's drunk vibes without the hangover. It doesn't last all night.
Uh-huh.
And it's no calories.
But I don't know how people are functioning on ketamine.
You just do a little. You pace it.
Yeah.
You literally can't. Yeah, if you do too much at once, you're like in a quote unquote K-hole and you're like, But if you do a little bit, it's just like.
So you do a tiny bump and then you just suddenly feel a little drunk?
Yeah.
And then
I've been heard told it's like 2 drinks.
See, but.
But haven't you done ketamine yes. therapy and you did a lot of it?
They put you into a purposeful K-hole.
Do you snort it in therapy?
No, they inject it, bro. It's a wow. shot. So once it's in, you're going for the ride, bitch.
Yeah.
And no, I didn't know that until different. I was at the clinic. I thought it was on an IV drip so that they could stop it whenever. Bitch, not. Nah. They fucking said, we're giving you a shot. And I went, I can't turn back now. Let's okay. fucking do it. I'm in the most safe environment I could possibly be in.
Leave everything to Hippo. He'll know what to do with it.
I still don't think I did it right.
Ketamine therapy?
Yeah, because I didn't disassociate. Even though they gave me a dose and then a booster, they told me that they had never seen someone fight the ketamine so hard. I did not go down at all. I sat up and I talked the entire time. I was wide awake.
This is probably the same reason you don't experience Molly.
Yeah, well, the SSRIs.
Yeah, but I bet your body also digests it too fast or something.
Can you go under, like, you're getting, like, surgery and then also get injected with ketamine? Or would that kill you, do you think?
Why do you want to do that?
Because I want to experience ketamine.
You won't experience it, but you're under.
I know, but I feel like maybe my subconscious would.
And what are we taking out a spleen? What are we doing?
Get tattoos. Have you seen that where people go under to get tattoos done?
My biggest fear would be I'd thrash in my sleep.
Dog, when I had my eggs frozen,
yeah.
I kicked. My pussy was out. My legs were in the stirrups. And my doctor said I was fighting it. Literally, they were trying to go in and I was
you
going.
You never stopped moving.
That and I think my body was like, who's in my pussy without my knowledge? I just thought the body is crazy.
A diamond in the rough. I definitely jolted awake on an airplane and I scared everyone around me.
What do you mean?
You know how when you wake up, you're only kind of part of the wake up of it all.
Yeah.
So what I imagined happened was I was laying here like this. And I bolted up and like looked around all the other 4 people around me who were just also watching their movie or whatever went.
They were, oh God, there's no worse place to be like frightened suddenly than on a fucking
like,
airplane.
I'm looking at the woman next to me like, I'm sorry.
Do you want to know how like fucked up that like do you want to know like when I we're back. It's so fucked up. The first thing I did, I was on FaceTime with my dad. I fainted. I dropped the phone and when I came back to you, I went, "Sorry." Sorry. I just passed out. I just fainted. I'm sorry.
That's such a bummer.
So annoying to
we're
be a
so
woman.
Worried about taking up space.
Yeah, but you panicking on a plane for no reason. Makes me fucking giggle, bitch.
It was like a 2-hour flight and like it was in the morning, I think. Like I think people were just like having their coffee and reading their book.
Trying to fucking relax and chill. Yeah. And you're like, a bomb! A bomb on the plane! That's what everyone immediately thought, 100%. I also just want to give a shout out. I made my first, I switched my Decoden website from Wix to Etsy.
Oh, wait, what's that say?
Oh, that's just a different thing. And I made my first sale on Etsy to somebody who, and I quote, please hold, let me show you. They said, how do I, I'm trying to learn how to navigate, whatever. I forget their name. I think I want to say it's Amanda. They said they bought the keychain just to upset you.
Yeah, because when you guys buy something, it's 6 more months of crackhead winter over here.
Yes, it's supporting my addiction.
She just, before we started this podcast, and Tiana, you're on the hook for this too. She goes, oh my God, you have to come look at this. And I was like, what is it? And then Tiana was like, oh my God. And I was like, okay. I go into her bathroom. There's like 8 half frosted household items just sitting on the counter. I'm like, this is unhealthy.
It was pretty unhealthy yesterday. I took up probably like 7 hours of deco denning, and I shouldn't have.
You, am I a sex addict? Are you a deco den addict?
Yes.
Okay.
At least I'm honest.
And at least you're not coming on these things.
Yet.
That we know of.
Like I would check out my OnlyFans coming out. Guys, that's all we have for this week. Hey, do you have anything to promote? Because your show will be over.
My show will be over. Oh, I got a business phone line for Tower Bottoms to call or
no,
to,
like,
to text. Because I'm trying to take control of the narrative.
Uh-huh.
And like,
of what narrative?
Of like not being a slave to the algorithm.
Okay.
So like people can now text and I can have like their name and like the 3 cities they're nearest. Uh-huh. So I can literally text them and be like, I'm coming to your part of town.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So you want their data so you can promote your stuff better.
That's a weird way to put it.
Would you actually text them back?
I have texted them back.
How fun.
Do you know how easy it is to add a business line?
No.
And literally, Kelsey, you just toggle it on. You do an eSIM, you add it, toggle it on. And then, so my number is 213-728-4647. Text me. And I get, it'll tell me, my phone will tell me if it's a business or a personal.
I want to, how much does it cost?
Literally, I bundled it with my internet. It's like $10.
I like this. We should do one for ConPod.
Right?
Let's do it.
It's fun. Oh, you know, you just want to buy something.
Shut up. Don't yell at me.
Guys. How are you? It's the phone line.
Okay,
that's what I want to
know. We'll see you next week. Love you. Bye.